Hey, welcome back to the podcast, dude. My name is Aaron. This is episode 77. It is Sunday, September 23rd, 2018, 5 p.m. Meant to record this yesterday, but just had a lot of stuff going on. And so I was like, yeah, I'll just do it later. That's where we are right now with me and my schedule. So I don't recommend following this. It doesn't matter. Anyway, today, the title of this episode is how to provide helpful feedback without making people sad and unproductive. And I wanted to talk about this. I know I did an episode a while back about dealing with haters, and it's kind of the similar situation, but I just want to revisit it with a new lens and a new perspective that I have after working in customer support for Simplecast for about 8 months. I learned a few things. So I want to talk about that. It's going to be a quick episode, just a couple things to share, and yeah, let's jump in. Okay, so how to provide helpful feedback without making people sad and unproductive. Let's do news super quick. I'm going to be in Florida this week, FinCon. So if you're near Orlando and want to hang out, let me know. I don't know how much time I'll have, but I might have some evenings or early mornings to grab a coffee, or you know, if you want to show me some good food, just shoot me an email or tweet at me, whatever. FinCon. I'll include a link to that. Let's jump right into the topic. My first negative review on iTunes. The question was this helpful? And I just want to read this real quick. If you look at your phone right now, I included a screenshot of this so you can read along. This was by, I'm assuming it's a gentleman, Solo446. And he basically proceeds to tell me that I'm riding the coattails of my friend Sean, which is actually fairly, like, that's not wrong. He was much more famous than I was at the time. If you know, if you want famous, he had more followers, more people knew about him. What else? He told this guy says that I lack energy, was not drinking enough coffee. True, but that's also kind of my personality. I'm from California. I'm a little more laid back. I am not a radio DJ, so I want to pick this apart because as I mentioned in this tweet, constructive criticism can actually be very helpful. Like this forced me to think about how I was talking to you, the listener, and the tone of voice I'm using, and the energy, and the cadence, and the speed, and all that. And I realized that, especially in my early episodes, I was not very energetic, and I wasn't very confident. So I tweeted September 19th, like 4 days ago, whatever. Constructive criticism can be very helpful. Yes, if you have an idea about how to improve someone's show, don't be afraid to share it. And that's the difference between what this guy was doing here and what you should be doing. Because what this guy did here was, here are all the reasons this show sucks. I mean, he proceeded to accuse me of buying reviews. I'm sorry that this is the first non-5-star review out of 61. Something seems suspicious there. Okay, dude, just come out and say that you think I'm buying reviews. By the way, I'm not, because I don't care. Like, I don't need any reviews to make a good show. The reviews don't make the show good. The show is good, and therefore I got reviews. Anyways, I'm not mad about it. I'm just, my whole takeaway for all of this was, you're not energetic enough, drink more coffee, but that was actually a bad idea. Like, I was already drinking coffee. Like, that wasn't the issue. I needed to sleep more. I needed to eat better. I needed to get more comfortable with my voice. There is space in podcasting for every voice. We just don't need you or anyone else. I'm speaking to the person leaving this review. We don't need you to like talk nonstop anymore. There's too much noise. Like, everyone's blah, 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 this, that, everything. Like, putting out content, blog posts, left and right, video, got to do video every single day. Sure, if you have something really important to say, do video. But otherwise, like, listen a little bit more. Listen a little bit more and think more about what you want to say, and whether or not it's actually going to contribute any value to the conversation. Finally, what you think is a good show is not going to be the same as what other people think is a good show. Enjoy your friends and their shows and let other people do the same. My show is not for everyone. I know that. I'm okay with that. Doesn't bother me. You, if you're a radio DJ like this gentleman, you can make a show where you just laugh loudly and have a great time and talk to people. That's fine. Be a radio DJ on a podcast. Cool. Maybe you'll be successful. Maybe you won't. But if you think about it and you say, how do I make a good show, then I bet you have more success. And just to touch on something I think was happening here is, I think that this person, because I checked this out, right? Like, it's not hard to just Google search Solo446 and find out who this person was. Wanting to get into podcasting. I believe he had a show that was about podcasting. And I personally think he was frustrated that I was having success and getting reviews and getting noticed and he wasn't. That's actually fairly normal. But there's a way to talk about like, hey, he could have said something like, hey, thanks for this great information. Here's some things I think you could do to improve. That would have been great. I would have been like, look at this guy. He's actually trying to help. Nice. Who is he? I should go find out who it is. Instead of, oh man, what a jerk. You know? Wow, now I feel dumb. So this ties to tie this back into the topic, how to provide helpful feedback without making people sad and unproductive. This is something I see. This was actually a huge problem. Here's how the interactions typically go. So you have a problem, right? Or something's frustrating or you're not sure and you want to go to someone for help. So a lot of the times, especially on the internet, it seems like for a lot of businesses, their customer support people aren't, I'm trying to think of the right words to say, like not trained or they're not equipped. They're not empowered enough to one, be like really, really confident and really, really assertive, because that's what people want whenever they go to a customer support person. They want that person to help them solve their problem. So if you're like me and you know everything about it, not everything, I don't know crap about lots of things, but if you know a lot about the very specific realm that you're providing support for, the very specific, in my case, Simplecast, I provide support for Simplecast and podcasting, I know these things really, really well. So when someone comes to me with a problem, I don't have to waffle or say, I'm not sure. Let me go find an answer to that. Sometimes I do, but most of the time I can just say, great, I know what the problem is. Here's the solution. All this stuff. On top of that, I'm not going to be rude to someone when they come in and ask a question that I think is dumb or not really that important or wrong. You know, it's not a reflection on them as a person. It doesn't make them a bad person to not know something. And it's my job to provide good support and to educate people and help them. But a lot of the times people will, they don't do this as much anymore, but some of you listening maybe even came into Simplecast support and I'm not going to say you were rude, but I think you expected, or some people expect, not a great experience. So when they come in with this frustration, that emotion, it gets transferred over to the other person. So let's say, like, just for example, I use Logic Pro 10 for editing. Let's say there's a bug that starts happening and it's bad, right? Like it's not game changing. It's not like the end of the world, but it's a bad, annoying bug and I hate it. And understandably. So what is, like, in that situation, what will most of you do, right? Go talk to your friends, complain on Twitter. What's the outcome of that? Maybe you get your bug fixed, but more than likely, someone is going to see that who isn't the person responsible for fixing the bug. They're going to get upset because the customers are upset. They're going to worry about getting in trouble. They're going to go tell the other person, say, you better get this done fast. And now this person whose job it is to create the software or provide the service, whatever it is now worried about someone being mad at them, whether that's you or their boss or a stakeholder or someone. They're now worried about disappointing someone, about being sad, rather than about solving the problem that you have in the best way possible. So when you work together and you approach a situation, a frustrating situation, with a little bit of care and empathy and just like state what the problem is. And if you have possible ideas for solutions, state that, but give people a chance, give customer support people and just frankly, anyone a chance to help you and solve the problem. And then if they're rude, if they're not helpful, then you can, I don't know, escalate or provide honest feedback about that. And say, hey, these people, I went to this restaurant and I had a problem and they were jerks about it. Don't go there. That's fine, you know? But I like to start by assuming that everyone I interact with, whether that's the people that build Twitter or, you know, build my hardware, my monitors, my computer, anything that I use in my life, I like to assume, and this is not always true, but this is actually a pretty strong case, I think, for buying from your friends. I like to assume that all the people that made this care about it as much as I do, and they want to solve my problem for me. I just have to be careful in how I approach it. So if you have a problem, talk about it, but not in a jerk way, because somebody out there made that. Someone out there is responsible for that. And making people sad will make them unproductive. They are thinking about how terrible, and people struggle with self-confidence as it is anyways, because we're all worried that we're not making enough money. We all worry that we don't have enough friends, that we aren't attractive enough. All of these things that we're afraid of does not help to have other people coming into your chat system or tweeting at you, talking about how bad you suck and how much they hate you. That doesn't solve the problem. the other night I went to the Apple store and bought another HomePod, which, by the way, oh my gosh, like stereo HomePods. Thank you. Awesome. And an Apple Watch. So I was talking to one of the Apple, what do you call them? Support, Apple salesman. I was talking to one of the Apple team members who was helping me. His name was David. I was talking to him about this, and he was like, did you know about this site? That's like, what is apple.com/feedback? You can actually go in and provide very detailed feedback about everything Apple. And I said, I've never seen this before. I didn't even know this was a thing. And I work in customer support. And he said, yeah, you go in here and people read this stuff. Like, we can't respond to everyone. I have to stop saying, like, we can't respond to everyone, but we read it and it actually impacts the products and the services. We make changes based on the feedback that happens here. And I'm curious, like, how many of you knew about this page? I'm going to include a screenshot and a link. How much better is that than just saying, oh, Apple sucks at making computers? I think I'm going to start going there, and I've been needing to talk about Logic Pro 10 for a while. So check that out. And just think about this next time you're tweeting online or you're talking to people, just be a little bit considerate of others and how you present the problems you're having and the solutions. And if you genuinely have ideas for ways that you can improve something, share that. I think people would appreciate it as long as it's not coming from a place of, you suck, I'm so much better, I could be so much better at this if you just let me do it. Hope that makes sense. All right, that's going to do it for this week. If you liked this episode, leave a review somewhere or tell a friend. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any topics you'd like me to talk about or cover, I'm always taking suggestions, aaron@thepodcastdude.com. Have an excellent week. I'll see some of you in Orlando, I think. And I'll talk to you next week or soon.